Today's shiur is Masechta Svachim Daf Mem Beis. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom Meisrei. We had learned in our previous shiur the opinion of Rameyer that if somebody had a machshavas pigel only in part of an avoida, the Gemara had indicated that that would be considered a situation of pigel. The posh pshat in that Gemara was, as we learned, because there's a concept a mefaglim b'chatzi matur, that if somebody has machshavas pigel even in just part of an avoida, that is enough to make it pigel. But Reish Lakish did not accept that explanation of Rameyer, and Reish Lakish's opinion is that the reason it's pigel is because Rameyer is of the opinion kol oisa al das rishonu oisa, whoever does something, the original thought then passes on to the entire avoda. And therefore, that Rameh's opinion is that we hold that the entire avoda is pigel because we follow his original thought. That was the way Reish Lakish explained the opinion of Rameh, which on that Meisrei asked the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about a braisa, that the Braisa teaches us that when somebody has a machshavas pigel by the first application of the dam on the mizbeach, that as we've learned, according to the opinion of Beis Hillel, by all kabbanis, one application is sufficient. According to Beis Shammai, by all kabbanis, one application is sufficient, except by Karmuchatis, where he agrees that the first two. But we're going to explain this braisa according to the opinion of Beis Hillel, that by all kabbanis, the first application is sufficient, to which the Gemara says, "B'medvam amurim, when does it say, when is the halacha state that I had that machshava by the first application? It'll affect, it'll make a pigol, b'dom hanitonam abeich hachitzen, by blood that's put on the mizbeach hachitzen. Av b'dom hanitonam mizbeach apnimi, when we speak about blood that's put on the Bezbech apnimi, which is the case of the Chattis apnimius, Kigoin, and the Gemara identifies, Abam v'sholish, there are 43 applications of the Par and Sar Shiyak Yom Kippurim. The halacha is that the Par Chattis of the Kohen Gadol and the Sar Chattis on Yom Kippur are brought in for application of Dam into the Beis HaMikdash in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And their procedure is as follows. The first, they take from the Dama Par and they sprinkle it 8 times standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim in this space between the two poles of the Oren. Then they do Achas Lamala Veshev Lamata. This is done, the way these 8 applications are done, as we learned previously, Achas L'mal V'shev L'mata, for a total of 8. Then they take the Dam of the Sar, and again do the same type of application. 8 applications, Achas L'mal V'shev L'mata. Then the Kohen Gadol exits the Kodesh HaKadoshim to the Heichel, and he does now sprinkling from the Dam HaPar 8 times on the Proichus from inside the Beis HaMikdash. Again, Achas L'shev L'mata. And then he does the same from inside the Heichel, Achas Lamal of Sheva Lamata from the Dam Hasar. Then he combines the blood of the Dam Apar and the Dam Hasar, and he applies 4 applications on the 4 corners of the Mizbeach Hazav, the Mizbeach Akhtaris, the Mizbeach Apnimi, and that, and then he does he does 7 on the top of the Mizbeach, as the Gemara called it, Al Tahara Shal Mizbeach, for a total of 43. The way these applications are done, for every application, the Kohen dips his finger into the keli that's holding the dam. And then after he finishes this entire procedure, he takes whatever dam is left over and he pours it, as you saw, on the western ledge, Yisoid Maravi of the Mizbeach Hachitzin. So, as we just described, we have a total of 43, 8 of the Par in the Kodesh Kedoshim, 8 of the Sar in the Kodesh Kedoshim, 16. Then another 16 on the other side of the Parichas is 32. And then we have 4 on the four corners, 7 on the top of the Mizbeach. We have for this a total of 43. As we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, there is an opinion that says that we don't combine the Dam HaPar and Dam HaSor, and if that's the case, we're going before at the point that they're being put on the four corners. If we follow that opinion, then we have a total of 47. And then we're going to learn that there is an opinion that putting the leftover blood on the Yisoy that we just spoke about, on the Yisoy Maravi, is absolutely essential. And if we hold like that, we'll have a total of 48. But again, back to the Gemara. So when we speak about the 43 applications of the Par and Sor of Yom Kippurim, V'achar Asur Shapar Koy Mashiach, as we've learned, if a Kohen Gadol does an Aveira, but he has to be a Kohen Gadol that became a Kohen Gadol by being anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, the Halach is he doesn't bring a regular Karmachatas, as we learned so extensively in Masech Tahorius, a Kispa Seira, like by every Karmachatas, he brings a Par, and that is sprinkled in the Hechel, and the Halach is that we have a total of 7 applications. We also learned many times that the Halach of a Par Helm Dovish Atzibur, which means that if the Bezdin, the Sanhedrin, issued an incorrect psak, which Klai Yisrael followed, requires a special carbon of power, Helm Dovish Atzibur, which, as we've been learning, has the same type of application as the Par Koy Mashiach. The Loch is Pigal, if the Koyin had a Machsheves Pigal, Bein Berishoina, Bein Bishnia, Bein Bishlishis, whether he had this Machsheva during the first set, when we said they were sprinkling against before facing the Parichas and the Kodesh Kedoshim, when he had that, whether he had that Machshava during the second set, when he's sprinkling it in the Hechel facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or whether he had it on the third set when he was sprinkling it on the Mizbeach Azov, Rameya Omer Pigel, Rameya said that will be enough to cause that this carbon should be considered Pigel, V'chayov and Olav Karas, and if somebody is going to eat the dam of this carbon, he'll be chayiv, rachman tzlon. If somebody will eat the meat of this carbon, he'll be chayiv karis. The chamayim, we're asked the opinion of the chachamim is aimed by karis. This carbon is possible because their opinion is at yifagah b'kolamater. It only becomes pigal if you had this machshava throughout the entire thing, but throughout the entire avodah. But as far as what we are discussing, says the Gemara Ketanim here, Pigel Bein B'Rishayna Bein B'Shniya Bein B'Shloishis, whether he had a Machshavas Pigel during any of these sets of Zrikas Adam, and Rameya's opinion is, having a Machshava like this during any of these sets would be enough to make it Pigel. So if we hold that your opinion, that the basis of Rameya's opinion, because Rameya holds the Mefaglin B'Chatzi Mater, so we understand every one of these things happened during a separate matir. And Ramey's opinion is that is enough to make it a pigel. But if we're going to say that the basis of Ramey's opinion is what called Oysa Das Rishayna Oysa, so it's understandable we had this machshava during the first act. But how do we understand that we had the machshava during following acts that it's pigel? Answers the Gemara. So it must be that the basis of Rav Shmei's opinion is because of Fagun B'chatzi Matter and not because of Kol Oysa Das Rishayna Oysa. Explains, answers the Gemara in order to defend Reish Lakish's opinion. Amar Rav Yitzhak Bar Oven, the case over here will be speaking about Hachav Ma'eskinen, Kigoyim, after the first set of application of Dam or the second set of application of Dam. So the Halacha tells us that we have to bring another set. As the Gemara Masechta Yuma, another animal, I mean, the Gemara Masechta Yuma, Daf Samech Amud Aleph says, Nishpach Adam, if the all the remaining blood spilled after he put the blood in the Kodesh Kedoshim, so the Halacha tells us there, bring another animal and shecht that dam, shecht it, and then use the remaining dam for the other hazos that are still missing. There's a machloikis, what happened if the dam spilled out in the middle of putting up the dam in a certain place, but that's not what's relevant to now. And therefore, in this case, once he started spritzing, the animal died, and then he had the mach. So now they brought a new animal, and his machshavas pigle was the pigle b'shchita of the second cow, the chamatahu. This is a full avoida, because it's not that we have it's not that we have a separate set. The halacha is, so here we have three separate animals. And the Mishnah and the Bryce is teaching us that by every individual animal, there's going to be only one set of hazos, because after every set of hazos, the way we're learning, the animal, the blood spilled, and therefore each set is a full set for itself. It's not just the second or third set of hazos tam. And therefore, since it's not a second or a third set of Azor Stam, then the halacha is that we could say, Adas Rishayna Huaysa. Yehachi, if that's the case, and that's the way we're learning the Pshat and the Braisa, asked the Gemara, my Tam the Rabbanon, why would Rabbanon disagree under these circumstances? Amar Rava, Ma Chachamim, says Rava, who is the Chachamim that are arguing in that Braisa? They represent the opinion of Rabbi Lezahi, the Tanan, Rabbi Lezer's opinion is Hakaymitz v'alvonav aktaris u'miches kahanim u'miches kai mashiach u'miches nesachim shikr machzman kazayis v'chutz. If you brought a kazayis or one of them outside the azara, chayiv. You chayiv malchus because you brought something outside of the azara. Rabbi Lezer poiter atshiach v'skulam. He says unless you brought the entire kaymitz, an entire levina, or all the ktiris, or all the other carbon minchas that we just identified, chutz lazara, just for one kazayis itself, you're not chayiv, because he holds that the entire act of haktara is one set, and therefore you have to do the entire thing outside. And same thing here, if we had, in our case, by pigle, he's going to say, if there was a pigle by the second animal or the third animal, that it's not pigle, because it has to be a pigle that affects the entire Zrikas Adam. Ask the Gemara. V'omar Rava, how can we explain Rabbi Lezer that way? But didn't Rava teach us Moed Rabbi Lezer B'damim, that if Rabbi Lezer agrees that you put some of the dam outside the Azara, then the halacha is that Yechayiv. You don't have to put all of the dam outside the Azara to be chayiv. The Tanan, because the Mishnah Masechta Yuma teaches us that when we have a case where some of the dam was put inside and then it spilled out, Rabbi Lezer of Shimon Oimer, Shemokim Pasa Kumaskel. That means, let's say you did a number of the applications before you did the rest, and then it spilled out. So Yechayiv, you just pick up from where you left off. And we don't say that you have to start from the beginning. Clearly, it is the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, when we speak about dam, the halacha is that you don't have to have all of the dam to be chayiv. So what are you saying over here? That Rabbi Lezer is going to say when we speak about dam, you have to have all of the dam. Clearly, ask the Gemara, that is not the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, says the Gemara. So because of this question, and we have to understand the opinion of Rabbi Meir, and why, and make it be consistent with Rish Lakish's opinion of, with Rish Lakish's opinion, that Rish Lakish holds that The basis for Meir's opinion is Kol Oisa Das Rishonu Oisa, says the Gemara Ella Marava. What the case was here, Kigon Shepigel Berishonu, he had a Machshavas Pigel during the first set of application of Dam. We're going to move away from what we just discussed. And we're going to say that we don't have to have a case where the dam spilled and we're starting all over. Rather, we're speaking about a case. During the first application, he had a Machshavas Pigel. Then, Shosak B'Shniyah, he did not have a Machshavas Pigel by the second set of application. And then, V'Chozer Pogel B'Shlishis, and then he had a Machshavas Pigel by the third applications. And we would think, if the basis for Reish Lakish's opinion is, because Rameya holds that whatever he does based on his original Machshava, so we understand why he didn't have a new Machshavas Pigel, but a second set. But now the question is, why would he have to have a Machshavas Pigel, but a third set? Lomeli, we would think, the fact that he had a new Machshava, but a third one, is an indication that he is not a person who is relying on Das Rishayna. For were he an individual who's relying on Adas Rishayna, so then that should have been enough. And he shouldn't have had to have this Machshava by the third applications. Shlisha Slomali, why did he have to have this Machshava by the third one? Kamash Malon, that's why the Bryce is teaching us that even though he had a Machshava again by the third one, don't take it to mean that he's not relying on the original Machshava when it comes to the second set, but rather we could say that he was relying on the first Machshava. Ask the Gemara, how can we say Maskla Rav Ashi? How can Rava explain the Bryce that way? Mida Shosik Tani, does the Bryce say that he was quiet by the second one? It said for that he had a Machshavas Pigel by 1, 2, and 3. So to interpret that it means he had the Machshava by the first, not by the second, not by the third, how are we able to explain the Braisa that way? Elam Rav Ashi Yochum Haskin, and the way we should explain the Braisa is Kigon Shepigel B'Rishona U'B'Shliya U'B'Shlishis. He had the Machshavas Pigel by all of them. Ma'at Tema, and what the Bryce has come to teach us, if we have this concept that, so then it should have been enough that he had the Machshavas Pigel by the first time, and not by the second time, and not the third time. The fact that he had this Machshava 1, 2, or 3, and not by the fourth application, for as we explained earlier in the shiur, there are really four sets. And the fact that he went to have the Machshava by 1, 2, and 3, and he didn't have it by number 4, shouldn't that be an indication that he didn't mean to have the Machshava on that set? Kamash Malon, that with the concept of Kala Oysa, Adas Rishayna, Hu Oysa, that the Allah is that he has, that's considered that he had the Machshava by all of them. Ask the Gemara, but that's not what the Mishnah said. That he had by either, and he's saying that you had, he's interpreting that he had by all of them. We understood it means you had by any of them. Kasha, that's the Kasha and Reish Lakish. So as far as the Gemara says at this point, Reish Lakish's opinion in Rameya is that Kol Oysa Das Rishayna Hu Oysa, not because of Mefaglin B'Chatzi Mater. And the simpler, the other pshat is that it's based on Mefaglin B'Chatzi Mater. So here we learned the case. We had a Machshava at the beginning, not in the middle, and then again at the end. So the Sefer Chashuki Chemed says that one of the halachas when we make tzitzis is that the tzitzis have to be made l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. So the question that he discusses is when somebody put on the first corner of tzitzis, He did a shame mitzvah tzitzis. He didn't have any kavana by the second set, and then he had kavana by the third set. And the question is, how would the halacha look at this situation? The Shulchan Aruch in Ayre Chaim Simen Yudal Sif Beis says, "Hita Yisrael tzitzis bebeg beloy kavana." If somebody put on tzitzis on a beg without kavana, im ein tzitzis acherim lachshiroi. If he doesn't have any tzitzis, yesh lusmechal Rambam shemachshir avloy yivarech lav. The Rambam says that b'diev this is acceptable, but these are the kind of tzitzis, says the Shulchan Aruch, that you should not make a brach on. And the Bria Locha explains that even if he had kavana by the first corner, and then he did the others would add specific kavana, we could say that kala oisa al das rishayna hu oisa, as we learned in our Gemara. But here, in the case that we just mentioned, it's worse. If he only had kavana by the first corner, and he didn't have any kavana by the second corner, and any of the other corners, so we can indeed say kol oisa al das rishayna oisa. But in this case, he had kavana by the first corner, not by the second, and then by the third. Isn't that an indication that the fact that he felt that he needs to have kavana by the third, it means that the second, as Al Gemara said, that svara, the second was done without kavana. Says the Marsham, Chelik Dalet Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, and Chelik Ches Simen Yud Dalet. You can't compare the case of tzitzis to the case of Al Gemara. Because in Al Gemara, he says, this person had an improper machshava. His machshava was a machshava pigel. So we're not quick to assign, says the Marsham, that that's what this person meant to do, that this person meant to have a machshava's pigel. Because we're not quick to do so, explains the Marsham, we say the fact that he had the machshava by the first and the third, and not by the second, shows that he didn't have the machshava all along. Tzitzis is the opposite. Tzitzis, we're talking about a case where the person is doing a mitzvah. When we speak about an individual who's doing a mitzvah, we want to subscribe to this individual that he's doing the right thing. And we want to subscribe that this individual is doing the right thing. So even though he had the machshava by the first and the third corner, and he didn't have the machshava by the second corner, will suggest that he meant to have the right machshava there too, because the person's putting on tzitzis, and we want to assume that when he's putting on tzitzis, he's putting it on the proper way, and therefore we could be more lenient by the tzitzis. Amar. So we learned before, Rameya, I'm a pig of a chayav and karas. If he had a machshava by some sets and not by the other side, the halacha is that it's considered pigel, and if you're going to eat from this karmi chayav karas. So, says the Gemar Michti, karas la mechayav at shikur komatirav. The halacha is that you're not chayav karas for eating pigel unless you did everything else properly. Domamar, as we learned previously, the pasuk says, yirotza, and by carbon that's kosher, and the pasuk uses that word of yirotza by pigel. So we learned from that, katzos kosher, kachatzos posel. We compare a kosher carbon to a pigel carbon. Meaning, matzos kosher, a carbon is not kosher, actually you could call material, unless it was completely done properly. Afatzos posel, a carbon is not pigel, actually you could call material, until it was completely done improperly. Says the Gemara, because let's think about this case. For kiven choshev b'fnim, as soon as the kohen had this improper machshava when he was inside the kodesh kedoshim psula, since it was a zriko that was done improperly, so the halacha looks at like that zriko never took place. So if he continues doing zrikas, it should all be meaningless. Because when he continues doing Zrika, what he's doing Zrika is meaningless. All of the halacha which should look at this is Ma'iba Almuhudadi, he's just sprinkling water. Answers the Gemara Omarava, Mishkach Saba'aba Parim Vidabasirim. The way he could explain this Gemara is that he, as we spoke about earlier, he did the sprinkling in the Kodesh Kodashim of the power and the sorrow, and then they completely, and then the rest of the blood got spilled. And then he brought a second pair, and he did sprinkling on the Praichas inside the Kodesh, and then they spilled. And then a third pair happened after he did the sprinkling on the Kranis, and then he did a third one, a fourth one, it spilled, and then he brought a fourth animal for the top of the Mizbeach. So now, since each sprinkling was done with the dam of a separate power and a separate sor, so if he had a machshavas pigel by one set, so then we don't say that the rest of the blood is maya, becomes water. It doesn't become water because the rest of the blood is blood that's good because it's new blood that wasn't part of the original sprinkling. Since it's not new blood that's used for the sprinkling, that original blood, all of the blood was used improperly. Since all the blood was used improperly, the halacha will be that all of the blood and all of the avodah of this carbon were done with a machshavas, pigel. This way Rashi learns. Says Tosfos has a different approach, and Tosfos says that the fourth one wasn't for the dam that's done on the top of the Mizbeach. Tosfos learns that the blood that's put on the top and the blood that's put on the corners is all one. The fourth is for the dam that's put on the Yesoid HaMizbeach, and since the dam that's put on the Yesoid HaMizbeach, we learned before, according to some opinions, we're going to see is Ma'akiv. So that's where the blood spilled, and we needed it for that. Continues the Gemara. Rav Amafil Tema Parach V'Sorachet. Even though we're talking about one animal, and we say, so if that's the case, as soon as he had a machshavas pigel at the beginning, then the blood became water and everything else is meaningless. Indeed, it's considered water in all other aspects. But as far as Hilchos pigel is concerned, it's considered still blood that if you're going to have the machshavas pigel throughout, it's going to be pigel. Ask the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa, Abom Sholosh, that in Kippur there are 43 sprinklings. Ask the Gemara, but we learned another Braisa, and we mentioned this earlier, Vatanya Abom Sheva, answers the Gemara, how command Ma'arvin L'Kronis? There's a machlokes, as we said, are the blood and the sire of the blood and sorrow combined before we put them on the Kronos. If that's the case, then indeed there's only 43 applications for Kodamandam Sheim Avon Kronos. And if that's the case, there are going to be 47. For Tanya, asked the Gemara, but there's another Braisa that suggests Aboy Mishmoina, that there are 48 applications. Answers the Gemara, that also could be explained. Ha, commandom shrayim ma'akvim. So that would be when you put the shrayim on the side. For ha, commandom shayin shrayim ma'akvim. And therefore, there's going to be only, we don't count that one, and therefore only 47. It's very clear in this Gemara that, as the Sosemis points out, that everybody will agree that even if there's a machloikis where we combine the blood or don't combine the blood before we put it on the corners, everybody will agree that we can blind the blood before we put it on the top of the Mizbeach. Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Braisa says, where the Braisa speaks about a carbon mincha. And the Braisa says that if somebody had a machshavas pigel during the avoid of a carbon, then the halacha is that the carbon will become pigel. And as we learned many times, and the Gemara Masechta Menachos speaks about this quite extensively, there are four steps by a carbon brought from an animal, Shechita, Kabbalah, Halach, and Zrika, and there are four steps by carbon mincha. The kemitza, then putting the kemitza into a keli, taking that keli to the mizbeach, and then burning it on the mizbeach. And the Mishnah says, Masechta Menachos, if somebody comes to do the haktara where, as we've learned many times, you do haktara both on the kaimitz and the levain. The levain on top of the carbon mincha, and then that levain is kept to the side when we do kmitza, and then it's all gathered together to when we are makta the kaimitz. So the Bryce says, nosans kaimitz b'machshava. If you put on the kaimitz when the machshava is pigel, ves levain b'shtika, ish nosans kaimitz b'shtika ves levain b'machshava. Ramei am a pigel v'chayovim l'karis. V'cham oimrim, ein b'karis you have to have the machshavas pigel throughout the entire haktara, both of the kaimitz and of the levana. But ask the Gemara Ketani, what did the Braisi just say? That if you did the kaimitz b'shtika and the levana b'machshava, we can't say here kala oisa das rishayna oisa, because the das rishayna was that he's quiet. And yet, ask the Gemara, we find there may Pollock argues, Ema. Says the Gemara that the way to interpret the Braisa, the way to understand the Braisa is that you put on the Levina first with a Machshava's Pigel, and then you did the Kaimitz first. Says the Gemara, if that's the way to understand the Braisa, Chada Hanereshu, so then the Braisa is saying the same case twice. Voira Tanya Vachkach. The Braisa clearly indicates that you first put on the b'shtika, and then you did machshava. Not like the Gemara is attempting to interpret that you could do that. You did the kaimitz, that you did the first thing and the second with machshava, and the second one b'shtika. Clearly, this is an indication that Ramei's opinion is not based on kol oisa das rishayna oisa. And indeed, says the Gemara, that's a question kasha on the way Rish Lakish has been interpreting Ramei's opinion. However, what is very clear here is that you put both the kaimitz and levoina to be burnt on the mizbeach by a carbon mincha, and what becomes clear in this discussion is that there's no specific order that you have to do the kaimitz first or the levoina first. As long as both are burnt, you've brought the carbon mincha properly.